Here's the man who is New York, exploring the truth, telling both sides with common sense thinking. This is the Katz Roundtable. Here's John Katzimatidis.
Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here Sunday morning. Well, today is the Israeli Day Parade, and with us is a good friend of mine. His name is Harley Lipman, and let's talk to him. And Harley Lipman, what's going on?
Good to hear your voice, and good to talk to you, John. Well, I'm very grateful and fortunate. We're having the Israeli Day Parade this Sunday, and it's quite significant because we haven't had the parade for a few years due to COVID. And it's also meaningful because we're celebrating the anniversary of the Abraham Accords, which is probably the most significant impact that has taken place with Israel since its founding, because you have four Arab Muslim nations that made a warm peace with Israel. And I'm fortunate to be the Grand Marshal of this parade.
Well, that's certainly an honor. Is it being broadcast? Does it start on Sunday morning? It's on Fifth Avenue. What time does it start?
It's on Fifth Avenue. Starts at 55th Street, goes up to 74th Street up Fifth Avenue. We're having tens of thousands of people. It's going to be the biggest Israel Day parade in history. And I think what's known for is its unity. This is a time for everybody to put aside their differences, whether you're left wing, right wing, we don't care. Just everybody in the Jewish community is coming together to celebrate and appreciate that the Jewish people have a homeland in the Middle East, Israel.
Understood. And have you been involved with the parade before? Was this your first time?
This is the first time. I'm very fortunate. I got a call from the Jewish Community Relations Council where they said they wanted to honor me and they wanted me to be the Grand Marshal of the parade. When I asked them why they're asking me, they mentioned the work I did with the Abraham Accords and the work I did to get Taylor Force Bill passed, which I did as well. So it's a great honor, and I'm grateful for doing this. I've also been on Swedish television, Chinese television. I'm on American television, your network. I was on this morning, and I speak about, you know, the lessons learned from Russia and Ukraine to China and Taiwan. And so I talk a lot about that, which I think is really important because, you know, there are differences and there are similarities. You know, the similarities are if China sees that Russia could get away with this, obviously it will embolden them to do something with Taiwan, which they've always wanted to do. And if they perceive the United States as being weak, they certainly will take advantage of it. So it's good that we're standing up to Russia and Ukraine. It will have profound impact around the whole world. This is the most meaningful event also since the end of World War II insofar as world peace. But what makes it different is that Putin, he's a one-man show. And even during the old Soviet Union, you had a committee that made decisions. And that's why they didn't do too many reckless things, like a one-off thing, like going into Ukraine like that. Where in China, they make decisions by committee. So they're going to be more dangerous. They're more thoughtful. They'll have a better strategy. Also, the Chinese military will be different from Russia in that it's far more competent. You know, we've seen in Russia, due to corruption, due to poor training, due to some of their bad equipment and leadership problems, morale issues, we all have been surprised to see how poorly Russia has done. Don't expect the same with China. China has a powerful military. They have the largest navy in the world right now, which is why we really have to build up our military. And but that said, the difference is also they have to do an amphibious invasion of Taiwan, which is a huge logistical undertaking. People don't realize there's a lot that has to be done. So that's going to be more challenging for China. But the problem will also be for us to resupply Taiwan, because it's not like Ukraine, which has borders with many friendly European nations, and it's easier to supply Ukraine. But to supply Taiwan, it's an island. So you have to get ships to get equipment to them. And that's going to be a huge logistical challenge for the United States. Should we have an invasion of Taiwan by China, which is something we have to be very, very alert to.
Understood. You have to cover both sides. How are the people in Israel feeling about President Biden, and how are they feeling about President Putin?
Well, it's an interesting question. You know, there's a lot of Russians in Israel, a lot of Russian Jews, and they have a certain affinity for Putin. They do. They, you know, insofar as the Jewish people, he's probably been the most supportive of Jews, or at least not anti-Semitic, of anyone in Russian history who's been in leadership. So, and many people in Israel and many Russian Jews feel he's got a soft spot for Russian Jews and even for Israel. So there's a certain sympathy. On the other hand, it's complicated. On the other hand, people are horrified by what's happening in Ukraine. And they're horrified that Russia is acting more like the Germans during World War II, the Nazis, and killing civilians willy-nilly and committing genocide in Ukraine. So they also feel that, you know, Russia needs to be stopped. And like most people, everybody's alarmed at Russia's talk of using intermediate tactical nuclear weapons. That is disturbing to everyone. But the irony here, the funny thing is that Putin has probably given the United States a strategic gift. Why? Because NATO was declining. It was an organization that wasn't even meeting its budget. But what the invasion of Ukraine has done is galvanized NATO, and it has brought two new members that are probably going to be accepted, which is Sweden and Finland. And the significance of that is particularly Finland. Finland is a very industrialized, highly competent run country with a very effective military. They have a border of 830 miles with Russia. So the irony is Russia went into Ukraine partly because they didn't want Ukraine to be a member of NATO. Yet, ironically, what Putin did has now backfired on him, at least for now, and it has greatly strengthened NATO. And Finland has the largest number of cannons, modern military cannons, than any country in the continent in Europe. They have among the best cybersecurity dynamics and governance than any country in Europe. So people underestimate Finland. And Finland has really been watching this carefully because they've been, and you can't understand Finland's interest in NATO unless you understand the Winter War of 1939 when Russia invaded Finland, committed atrocities, and they've been traumatized ever since. So they're making a huge change in foreign policy. Their foreign policy for the last seven decades has been non-alignment, neutral diplomacy, and building up a very formidable military. They have been so worried about Russia invading them again that they have government, police, and education and business all tied into building and developing bomb shelters. So all over Finland, whenever there are schools or business offices or government buildings, they have deep bomb shelters that are bomb-proof, nuclear bomb-proof, and also in terms of chemical weapons protected. So they are among the, if not the most prepared country in Europe, among the most prepared. So people, when they hear Sweden and Finland joining NATO, people underestimate the importance of Finland and how effective Finland will be to bolster NATO strength.
Understood. Well, Ari Littman, have a great parade. I'll be out there on Fifth Avenue watching. And
join me, John. I'm marching in the front. I'd love for you to join me.
Well, I'll wave at you, and we'll see what happens. Thank you so much. You know, I'm 6% Jewish, and I don't know if you know, I am on the board of the largest Israeli bank, Bank Hapoalim.
That's amazing. I didn't know, but I always knew you were a great friend to the Jewish people and to Israel. I knew that. You know, people don't know that about ourselves, but John's daughter went to school with my daughter. So we've known each other for a really long time, and John, you've always had a great reputation for being kind, generous, terms of the Jewish community.
And you too, Holly. And let's have a great day. Let the sun shine.
Absolutely. You got it.